Hey, fantasy fanatics, and welcome to the 4Fs podcast. Lifelong friends Josh and Justin will carry you along this roller coaster season of Monday night comebacks, Sunday dominant performances, and the grueling pressure of not coming last in a league of their closest friends. Now here are your hosts, Josh and Justin.
All righty, thanks Snoop, and welcome back everyone. This is the 4Fs podcast, and I'm here with my co-host, Josh. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, Justin? How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing well, man. I gotta tell you, I'm very excited to get this thing going on for another season. How about you?
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm very excited to be back with you, hosting this podcast. This is going to be a great season. I can feel it.
Yeah, man. Now that we're talking about starting the season, we definitely have to talk about how we ended the season. Of course, it was a scary ending with the Buffalo Bills game. And so we had to call it a tie between Alex and Caleb to do our co-champs for last season. Despite what Alex says Yahoo thinks happens, we all came together and basically left up to you. And you were like, we'll call it even for the season, but no more ties the rest of that's our league.
Yep. It was unfortunate, but it happened. So congratulations to our co-champs, you know, for last year. But this is a new season, so don't be resting on your laurels, guys. It's a whole new year. Everybody's got a whole new team.
That's the part we love about it. So we're definitely going to talk briefly about the draft today, or actually the whole episode about the draft. But either way, we did start a dynasty draft with most of our guys from the league. We'll talk about that at the end of the episode. And we'll talk about notable picks, some surprises during the draft, and definitely going to show some love to our lovely loser, Chris Wheeler, who looked mighty fine in his loser outfit for the whole day. Yeah,
that was awesome. I really did love that. So we'll talk about that later on in the pod.
Absolutely. Let's go right into it for your commission's corner.
All right. So as Justin says, welcome back, everyone. Football season is finally upon us. I know it was a long, drooling off season, so we are back better than ever, ready to start off this year. So we are, according to Yahoo, 9 days away from kickoff of the season. So everybody's looking forward to that. I know that. I hope everybody really loves their team, because I know I do, and so does Yahoo with my A+ grade. But more about that to come later on in the pod. I hope everybody is just doing great. It's great to be back with everybody. And just want to say thank you again to everybody who came over to the house for the draft. It's always a lot more fun to draft in person. So hopefully next year everyone can get out here and join us for the draft in person, because it's just so much fun when we're all there kind of commenting on each other's picks and, you know, just having a grand old time, eating lots of food and picking our teams. So another big shout out to Chris Wheeland. He flew all the way down from North Carolina to join us in the draft this weekend. And poor old schmuck, we made him wear a Pepto-Bismol pink shirt that your lovely wife, Dara, made for him. And this is an additional punishment for not putting the sticker on his car. So if you guys do not put the sticker on your car, I'm not letting you get away without it. So if you refuse to do it, or if I catch you without it, your punishment will be even more severe than what we did for Chris. Just throwing that out there for the next loser in our league.
We'll call it the commissioner's consequences.
There you go. Commissioner's consequences. So I get to be the judge, jury, and executioner on those punishments as they roll out. And I do not believe in the Constitution. I do not believe in that part of the Constitution that says no cruel and unusual, because I will make my punishments cruel and unusual. So,
well, on that note, I just want to say thank you to Josh for hosting a great day to the guys that came out and for all the draft. Yeah, lots of good food. We ordered pizza, but we saw some pretty good snacks. Just a great host overall. Got Mackenzie running around. She was being a little on the downside, but definitely fun as she could be. Hopefully gave my team some good luck of hers, because she gave me the first pick in our dynasty draft. So hopefully I get a little more love all around. But either way, should we go right to our news and notes?
Yeah, let's go right into our news and notes.
Basically, one news today, because it came out today. So Jonathan Taylor was a big question mark after the draft. He's on the Colts. He wanted to be traded. They're like, we're not going to trade you. And they're like, well, we might trade you. You can talk to other teams. But if you don't get a team by the 4 o'clock on Tuesday, because the deadline for all the roster cuts and all the PUP finalists, then we're not going to trade you and you're out of luck. Turns out he was out of luck. So Mega Miller drafted him in the third round, and he's kind of stuck with him. He can't play for 4 weeks, and who knows if he'll play after that.
Yep. So, Matthew, my advice to you, throw Jonathan Taylor on your IR slot and pick up somebody else. Pick up another running back. Just take anybody, because Jonathan's not going to be doing anything for you. So,
or maybe, you know, you get a better luck and trade to someone who might want him. I don't know. I know, yeah. Josh and Justin Ray definitely don't want him, but other than that, you know, maybe not. You never know.
Yeah. You know, never know, Matthew. Just throw him on your pup list or throw him on your IR slot and pick somebody else up. Move on from him for now. Stash him for later.
All right. So on that note, let's get right to our those wonderful and very accurate Yahoo draft grades, because I know you definitely want to talk about it, Josh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I only agree with Yahoo when they give me grades that I agree with. So they decided to give me the A-plus this year, so they got the top grade. I'm really excited about my team. The more I look at it, the more I am happy about it. So going up with Cooper Kupp, following up with Devontae Adams, getting two really solid number wide receiver ones who are going to just be the cornerstones of my team. Ended up getting Trevor Lawrence as my quarterback, so I'm really happy about that. Got some really solid running backs. Got the guy from Breece Hall from the Jets, Kenneth Walker, Ramondre Stevenson. So I'm really excited about my team this year, and I 100% agree with Yahoo's A-plus.
I'm sure you would. Going to the next one would be A, it's like minus, which isn't that bad. It's Mega Miller's team. Now, of course, I think that's the Jonathan is playing factor, because, of course, he drafted John Taylor in the third round, like we said. He did pick up Patrick Mahomes and Stephon did, so he definitely did get A's for those. Although, I mean, I would have drafted Mahomes in the first round, but that's only my choice. But that means that his top running back is James Conner, which is just the only guy you can really draft out of Arizona right now, because they're trading everyone else. So we'll see how long it lasts. But again, Ayuk is pretty solid. Hopefully Ingram could be good in Jacksonville for him. He did pick up Dalvin Cook, but we'll see how the tandem of him and Breece Hall will go throughout the year. And then his bench is kind of very iffy. And he also has Bryce Young, who knows when he'll play him because he's Mahomes. Definitely about a week, but other than that, I don't really see him playing that much. But hey,
I got to throw a correction out there on you, Justin. Matthew did not draft Patrick Mahomes in the first round. He drafted Stephon Diggs in the first round. So,
okay,
Patrick Mahomes is second round.
You're right. I think I was thinking of the dynasty draft, but that makes more sense. Yeah, Stephon, he came because he had the eighth pick in that draft, did he?
Yep.
So you got him on the turnaround, so not bad. Still early for me, but again, my own preference. But I mean, he's number one quarterback, so can't really go wrong with that overall.
He did a great. He started off solid, but yeah, we'll see how the year goes.
You want to talk about Caleb?
Yeah, absolutely. So Caleb's team, I talked to him about my little brother. You know, last year's co-champ. So once again, congratulations, Caleb. I feel like you have a really solid team. You got Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, Justin Jefferson, who I think is the absolute stud wide receiver this year. I think he's going to be just lights out, amazing. So good pick with him.
And he got him at number two, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, because John took Jamar Chase. So, I mean, I think Jamar Chase is going to be great too, but I just think Justin Jefferson has a little bit of an edge.
Oh, for sure.
Just because he's like the one and only, you know, offensive piece in that offense. So, but then, you know, Aaron Jones is his number one running back. It's a pretty solid pick. Rashard Penny is supposed to be explosive and really good in that Philadelphia offense if he can stay healthy. He may have, you know, get like 7 good weeks out of Rashard Penny, and then he breaks his leg or twists an ankle, or I don't know. He always ends up getting hurt. So, but at least for the first few weeks while he's healthy, he'll get the work out of him. got some good solid players with Hockenson. He's got Kamara, who's suspended, but he'll play a solid role for him once he comes back after 4 weeks. So, yeah, I can agree with the B plus on his team.
Solid. Next up, we got Carson City Goobers, which is Justin Ray, who got a solid B grade from Yahoo. And I could not disagree with that. And he's got Aaron Rodgers, who, if he can be still Aaron Rodgers of yesterday, then he's still got a good chance to be, you know, top 7-8 quarterback for the season. I love Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's done wonders for me the past couple years. He's got Tyler Lockett, his other wideout, which is pretty solid. Najee Harris and Damian Pierce, who I think are very underrated running backs for the season. I think they'll both be pretty good. Of course, he's got Travis Kelce, which is going to be the number one tight end. I could already see it now. And then he's got a couple of ups and downs for his bench. He's got Khalil Hilbert. Cortland Sutton's a good pick because he's the only one that's fully healthy in Denver receiving corps right now. But he's a Kadarius Toney, my guy from Florida. But can never stay healthy, so who knows how many games he'll get out of him. The backup for Patriots now is Ezekiel Elliott. And then one of a few behind Chris McCaffrey's got Elijah Mitchell for San Francisco 49ers. So definitely some solids, definitely some bye week helps. But we'll kind of see how it goes, you know?
Yeah, no, solid team. I give it a C plus or a B. So
I agree with the B. B's good.
All right, next on the docket is Chris Whelan. Yahoo gave him a B-. Got Justin Fields as his quarterback, which is a really solid pick. I think Justin Fields is going to be great this year just because of his rushing upside alone.
I gotta say, I love Chris's new team name.
Whelan and Dealing.
Yes, sir.
I do. I like that a lot, too. Tony Pollard was, I think, one of his first-round picks. That was a really good pick. Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, young stud running back for the Detroit Lions. I think he's going to be excellent. And Freiermuth is always a good solid tight end in the long run. So I think Chris has got a good solid team. I can see the B-. I can agree with that. He's got Jerry Jeudy, who's going to be out for the first few weeks. But, you know, when he comes back, he'll be a solid right receiver for him.
Yeah, awesome. The next guy we got up is Super Saiyans, which, of course, is Zach Tanner. He got a B-. Look over his team. He's got Dak Prescott's got a good chip on his shoulder for the season. A.J. Brown, of course, is solid. Keenan Allen, which is Mr. Consistent over there in the Chargers. Barkley, who I think has got a good year coming. He does have Cam Akers, Javonte Williams. He's got like four running backs. He's got DeAndre Swift, Jeff Wilson Jr., and Raheem Mostert. He's got both Miami running backs, which is good right now since at the moment, John Taylor won't be there, so they'll be definitely playing more. So definitely have a running back roulette for the most part. There's a Mark Andrews, which is a solid tight end player, of course, behind Travis Kelce. I love John Taylor. If he can stay healthy, they'll definitely help out that. But other than that, like unless he's trying to trade one of these running backs, I see he can have a lot of trouble on his bench trying to get through the season.
Yeah, he picked up, what, three running backs with one backup receiver. So, that's a good point on that one. He needs to do some trading or something to pick up some other receivers. But the one thing is, receivers are the easiest players to pick up from the waiver wire. So,
now, this Nets team is going to be interesting. What do you think about the Nets team?
Oh, Russ versus the world. I think I'll let you talk about that team since you let me talk about my team.
I appreciate it, sir. I think I did pretty solid on my team. I definitely went very young on my bench, which I didn't try to do for our regular draft. I should have done that for our dynasty, but, you know, I found the players that I liked, and I definitely took a few chances. But for my starters, I grabbed Tua very late in the draft, which I'm, you know, pretty solid about. I got Devontae Smith, who I think will have a great year. Amari Cooper will have a better year with Watson being more refreshed into the season. I picked up Austin Eckler in my first round. I think I sniped Travis into ETA Jr. from you right before you're about to get him. So I'm kind of proud of that. I picked up George Kittle, which hopefully will be a solid tight end. And then Chris Godwin, who I've had the past couple seasons, who I traded for, I picked up this time on my own. So hopefully I'll have better luck with them this year. And then for my bench, like I said, I went young. I have George Pickens, who was in his second year. And I have rookies of Zach Charbonnet on Seattle, Quinton Johnson of the Chargers, Dalton Kincaid of the Buffalo, and Keandre Miller from the Saints. I'm the only one in the entire league that has a C. It's not a C+ or a C-, I believe. It's just a solid C. Or no, it is a C+, maybe. It's very small, but either way, it's a C. So I'm right in the middle. I am projected to finish 5th, so I think it's going to count for something of my drafting. But definitely will. I need my rookies to be standouts in order to get anywhere farther into the league.
No, yeah, I agree. I think probably you're more of a B, just because, you know, I think they dinged you for not having the proven commodities and those rookies on your bench. So, but if one or two of those people blow up, man, I think you're in for a solid year. So, pretty solid round drafting. Eckler and Etienne as your running backs is a good solid pick. Smith and Cooper as your receivers. And then, of course, you got Tua as a good quarterback, late round flyer on him. And I think he's going to be excellent this year. So, all in all, solid draft. And like I said, if the rookies don't pan out, you just drop them and pick up somebody else from the waiver. You know, this year we're continuing with the fab. So, everybody's got $100 starting the year. And, yeah.
Awesome, man.
All right. Moving on to running up that hill. Running up that hill. Running up that way. All right. Running up that building. Speaking of buildings, he's got some good solid building blocks on his team. He decided to play a little homer with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as his one and two receivers. So he's hoping to cash in on that big old Miami offense, high-powered offense this year.
I said he's banking on Miami scoring like 40 points a game.
Yep. Josh Jacobs is a solid pick. I think he got him late just because there was, you know, some uncertainty about him. But I guess on the day of the draft, he ended up signing that one-year deal with the team. So that was really big. So he'll be good for him this year because I don't think they're going to slow down giving Jacobs the work. Sanders is always a pretty solid pickup in Carolina. He's got Debo Samuel, who's explosive and can, you know, drop 30 points a game. So, solid picks all around for Joe. D+ is a little harsh. I think I'd probably put him in the C category. C stands for championship, right? So,
that's what Yahoo told me, so I'm going with it. All right, our next person that we're going to talk about is, you know, someone of a little no-name guy that we have, Alex Bird. Very low-key guy. Goes by the name of CW Won't Call Back. I guess he's still bitter about Chris not calling him, but Chris has done all that to all of us, so it's fine. He's got Josh Allen, so he's got a top three quarterback. Calvin Ridley out of Jacksonville, he's got picked up DeAndre Hopkins, which I think is very interesting. I mean, it's still Hopkins. He's new. He's going to have a couple of games, but I don't know if he'll be able to hold off all season. Of course, he got a CMC because I think he had the third pick, I want to say.
And yeah, he had third pick overall. He ended up getting CMC Jefferson after you picked them.
And you got Alexander Mattison, who's the lone running back out of Minnesota now. He waited super late on tight end, I want to say. So we got Cole Kmet. Overall, his bench is pretty solid with Gabe Davis. Michael Thomas plays half of what it's been in his career. He'll be a solid bench guy. I like Brian Robinson out of Washington. Odell Beckham should be healthy, so it would be a solid option as well. And he also took the Coughlin, the New York Jets Jets tight end. And hey, Aaron Rodgers likes his tight ends every now and then. Overall, I think he graduated. We gave him a C- on Alex. No,
we gave him a D.
Ooh, wow. D does not stand for dominating this part, Alex. Sorry. But anyway, I mean, anything can happen, so you never know. You got a couple of solid guys, so it's just a matter of who you play when you play them.
Yep, and, you know, if his big names ball out for him, then he's got Josh Allen. So he should have lost to Josh Allen last year in the championship game. Lucked out quite a bit to tie with Caleb as our co-champ, so... I think Alex saw that and he's like, all right, I ain't losing to Josh Allen this year.
So, like no chances.
Yeah. But he did end up, you know, Ridley and Hopkins as his as two receivers is a little scary to me if I was in that position. But like I said, he's got Calvin, he's got Christian McCaffrey, Josh Allen. They both can drop 30 points. Josh can drop 40 to 50 points a game. So if he has a couple of those games and everybody else just is able to maintain their projection, then he'll have a solid season. So can't count Alex out because, as Alex always says, you're the champ until you're not. So
solid,
good luck this year, Alex.
Who's getting it?
All right. Next is my favorite, one of my favorite people in the world, Mr. John Snavely. I mean, everybody's my favorite person, but John is special.
That is true.
Yeah, we all and everybody will agree John is special. But
what's that about John's special team?
Yes, Sean's special teams. Now, I think he's doing okay. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, he had the first overall pick and picked Chase. Solid stack there with the quarterback receiver. Chris Olave is supposed to be have an amazing second year. Number one option down there in New Orleans. So Joe Mixon was okay last year. He had one or two really good games. This year, they're hoping he can have a bounce back year within that high-powered Bengals offense. Montgomery's supposed to be good in Detroit. Bounce back year as tight end. And then Deontay Johnson, of course, in the Pittsburgh. So he's got a lot of like resurgent players other than the Burrow and Chase, but he's hoping a lot of people have bounce back years. So that's kind of his draft strategy this year is to pick the Flyers who would take, who could, you know, blow up any given week. So, and he's got a solid bench with Gibson, Addison, some other wide receivers. So
he's counting on motivated players.
Yeah, and I think a D is a little – I think they gave him a D mostly because he didn't draft a kicker. So I think if he drafted a kicker, maybe they would have probably put him in a little bit higher.
That's a Yahoo rule, right? If you don't draft a kicker, you automatically get a C or below, right?
I don't know. I think they calculate how it's calculated with the points per game. You're always – if you don't have a kicker, it's always going to assume you never have a kicker. So you'll get docked those points every week. So
let's go over to the next team, which, of course, is Bradford, also known as Team Bradford. He also has a D grade with the other guys there. But overall, not too bad, though. He's got Lamar Jackson, who's supposed to be throwing a lot more. But he's still going to rush. So definitely get some double-digit points that way. DK Metcalf, who's solid over in Seattle with Geno throwing over there, who gets points. Drake London is supposed to have a better year. It's got the combo of Derrick Henry and Nick Chubb. It's two solid running backs there that get a lot of volume. You take Kyle Pitts, who me personally hope has a better year because I want to see him do well over there in Atlanta. Got Christian Kirk, who did bump down to the third wide receiver, but Lawrence can definitely throw it around. And then he's got A.J. Dillon, Rashad Bateman, Damien Harris, Tyler Higbee, and Jared Goff. I think that's really where it's kind of the talent drops down. No one really, it's all bad guys and third receivers. Not that I'm expecting your wide receiver one to be on their bench as well, but a lot of guys I don't really see unless injuries happen to really kind of push over there for more catches and whatnot. But overall, I mean, all you need is your starters, really. So hopefully that helps carry them over and gets farther to the playoffs.
Yep, I agree. I'll talk about Bradford's team a little bit later in the podcast. So we'll get to that on the next segment. But moving on to our last team, definitely not the least team, is Mr. Prestige Worldwide, Eric, our main man up in Buffalo. Hope you listen. You're one of our favorite guests, right, on this podcast. It's always great to have Justin or Eric join us. So Eric, he's got the lowest grade in the thing with the D-. I don't think Yahoo really liked his draft, but Eric's been playing fantasy football enough. He's won our league once or twice, so he knows what he's doing. I think this year he had a different draft strategy to take explosive players. He went with, like, the guys who could put 30 points on in any given week. So went with J.K. Dobbins, who's very explosive, but he's been, you know, down and out the last couple of years. He's hoping he has a bounce back year. He's got Justin Herbert, who had a down year last year, hoping for him a bounce back year from him. Garrett Wilson, who's a young stud receiver up there in New York to the Jets. T. Higgins, Brian Robinson, or Bijan Robinson was his first round pick out of Atlanta, so he's hoping he blows up, and I hope he blows up because I have him in another league. So I just think Yahoo didn't like his lack of experience and lack of big names on his team. So I think he's got a solid chance. You know, Eric is not a slacker when it comes to fantasy. So
I just want to correct myself. I think earlier I said Brian Robinson, and it's definitely Bijan Robinson. So that was a mistake on my part. Very different Brian players Robinson. Right now.
Brian Robinson, I think. Well, Brian Robinson was for whoever you're talking about did have Brian Robinson. Now he's got Bijan. This is Bijan Robinson.
Correct. Yes. Robinson.
So, Bijan. Yes, Bijan is the number one running back. So.
And honestly, I think he got that grade because he, I think like me, he took a lot of chances or guys that you know could be explosive, but just need to prove it. As we both know, J.K. Dobbins has been injured a lot, so he's always explosive, but can he stay on the field? I think Bijan will be a focal point. T. Higgins is always a good back or side card to Jamar Chase. And then Christian Watson, if Jordan Love can get him the ball, he's definitely going to be explosive, as we saw last year. Dotson, also good in Washington. And then you never know, Richardson, he's got the biggest rushing upside for a quarterback this year. I mean, if he plays him other than Herbert, you know, we'll see. And I like Jalen Warren, his backup for the Steelers. He's supposed to have a good season and maybe could be for touches over Najee Harris this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I had Jalen Warren on my list to draft late in the round two. So I think you said I think Yahoo didn't like his young talent, but I think he's got some explosive potential on his team. So. Pretty solid going forward.
Now, I will say this. He did snipe Zay Flowers. I was literally in my queue ready to get him, and he had the pick coming around before me, I believe, and he got Zay Flowers, and I was like, oh, that was the guy I was looking forward to on my team to kind of keep as my bench, and especially now I have so many bye weeks that are stacked together, so I'm definitely going to be looking around for some help.
And, Eric, I definitely think Yahoo's definitely on something to give you a D- for your draft, by the way. I think you're definitely more up like in the CC plus range. So
yeah, you know, just one letter grade up, not too much.
Well, D-, they might as well just give him an F. So
I don't know, they thankfully got an F yet, so we'll count lucky stars for that. So
yeah. But all right, I think that concludes our draft analysis.
All right, let's get right into the week one.
All right, week one matchups.
So right now, the first game we have up. Let me pull it up. Sorry, should have had already.
I will let you start it off with that one, bud.
All right. So we got Oh yeah. What is this? I'm sorry.
We got Super Saiyans versus Team Dadford.
Oh yeah. There we are. I was looking at the homepage. I'm sorry, guys. Yep. Super Saiyans versus Team Dadford. So Zach versus Bradford. What's he here right now? Bradford's projected win by 6 points. So we'll see how that goes. Mark Andrews is questionable, but I'm pretty sure he'll win week one. And I think the biggest difference here is the running backs. If Cam Akers could play like the player that Ram Saudi was, it'll be a much more even contestant. But you got Chubb and Henry on Dadford, and I think that'll give him the edge overall. Besides Lamar Jackson, who can maybe throw a little more than he's running in past seasons. And he's got, of course, Justin Tucker. You know, I mean, I think it's a given rule when you have Justin Tucker is you just probably have like a 5-point difference on your score.
Also, Lamar Jackson's playing Houston the first week, and Houston's not going to be good. So,
but maybe if they give J.K. Dobbins the ball more on the ground, maybe Lamar Jackson will take the bat seat. We never know.
I doubt it.
All right, who's our next matchup?
All right, next up on the docket is Miami Sharks versus Rock City Clutch. So John versus Caleb. Right now, Caleb is projected to win by 2 points, but that is only because in the time of this recording, John does not have a kicker on his roster. So as soon as John picks up anybody on the roster, he will be projected to win. So, but I think it's a solid matchup. You know, Joe Burrow coming out with Ja'Marr Chase. See how they do that first week. His, you know, he's got what, three Cleveland or three Cincinnati players playing on his team. So, you know, as we said, it just worked out this way. But his brother Joe has three Miami players, and John ends up with three Cincinnati players. So I don't know if he did it on purpose or if it's just how it worked out for him. But Caleb's got some solid players too. Again, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Aaron Jones. So
maybe John just really confident that he doesn't need a kicker and he'll just win outright. You never know.
Yeah, John, I challenge you to play this entire season this year without a kicker.
We'll see about that.
Good. If you end up winning it without it, I will give you something special. I don't know what, but we'll figure it out. I'll give you the kickerless winning, the kickerless award or something like that. It's like a golden clap boot or something that you can wear around your foot playing soccer. I don't know.
His old boot, right. Too.
All right, moving on. Let's talk the next one.
All right, we got Wheeling and Dealing versus Prestige Worldwide, which is, of course, our lovely loser from last season, Chris, and our main man from Buffalo, Eric. Overall, it's only a 4-point difference in the projections, favoring Eric. Of course, we just talked about, got Herbert, Garrett Wilson, T. Higgins, so definitely some explosive guys. B.J. Robinson, who I'm definitely curious to see how we'll play out this season. And then Wheeling's got Justin Fields, T.D. Lamb, DJ Moore, so he got stacked with Fields and Moore. Tony Pollard and Gibbs, who are definitely small running backs, but definitely explosive. And he's still got James Cook and Freiermuth as a tight end. Players, no one really on the bench. I think he's going to come on and replace them for the time being, but as well as the starters. I definitely give the edge to Eric in this, just because we don't know. Like, DJ Moore has shown chemistry in the preseason, but we'll see how it goes actual season. And then Gibbs is a rookie, but I have him in my dynasty league, so I'm hoping he does well. But we don't know until we actually see him on the first game of the season against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree with your assessment there. I think it's still up to anybody's game, but I think Eric does have the slight edge on over Chris on this game. But all right, we'll move on to the next one. Is Carson City Goobers versus C-Dub Won't Call Back, Mr. Justin Ray, and Alex Bird. So we got their quarterbacks are playing each other. We got the old trusty veteran and Aaron Rodgers versus the young stud and Josh Allen. That'll be an interesting quarterback matchup to see if Rodgers can keep up with Allen in that first game. So, and then coming back with Amon-Ra, who's a PPR machine. Tyler Lockett, who's going to be another PPR machine up there in Seattle. Very solid wide receivers. Nobody who's going to, you know, explode for 30 on it every week. But he's probably going to get a solid 15 to 20 points for those guys every week, which is something you can really count on. And I think he's got a slight edge over Ridley and Hopkins. I love Ridley. I hope he blows up and throws, you know, gets 30 points every week and Jags win every single game. But I think Hopkins is old washed. So, but of course, Carson City Goobers also has the cheat code in Travis Kelce. So he is always going to win the tight end matchup no matter what. Maybe Andrews, who will give him a run for his money on a week or two. But solid all-around play, and I think I would lean towards Justin in this first matchup.
Awesome, man. Well, let's go right to our second-to-last matchup, which, of course, is the main commissioner right here, Mac Attack, versus Mr. Matthew Miller, which is Mega Miller's team. Right now, you are projected to win by, let's see here, I can't do my math. Is that 9 points? 111-102. But that's with John Taylor still in the lineup. So hopefully Matthew will change that out. Again, we said he didn't really have a solid place for that, but you can always just stick Dalvin Cook in that spot and then put someone in your slot, maybe Juju Smith-Schuster. As a suggestion, do whichever you like. You can also go Zay Jones, who is a good solid as a flex too. But either way, definitely you're going to have the advantage now. Josh, Trevor Lawrence, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, Ramondre Stevenson, Kenneth Walker, Njoku, and Mike Evans. Yeah, Buffalo defense for Monday night game. They would give you the edge on this one. I predict you're going to win by at least 15 points.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. Hope it comes true. All right. I get to – you just did my game. I get to now go with your game. So we got Russ versus the World versus Running Up That Hill. So Justin Minyard and Joe Snavely. So it's funny. We were talking about this a little earlier, Justin, that you have the quarterback, Tua, versus his two wide receivers, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So every touchdown that Tua throws to those guys, you're going to get points too. So that kind of helps even the blow a little bit. So that'll be interesting to watch how see how that goes back and forth. He also has Deshaun Watson, who is the quarterback for your number one receiver, and Amari Cooper. So that'll be interesting. So hopefully your running backs can get you some good points. And that'll be your difference maker for the week, I think.
Hey, I'm happy to call the Miami coach. But hey, if you just want to run it with two a couple times and just do field goals, I'm good with that too. You know, we don't need to throw it 40 times a game.
Yeah, just hand it off to Jeff Wilson or Raheem Mostert and have Tua running it at the goal line a few times. So even though Tua really doesn't run with the ball.
And no, everyone loves a QB sneak.
But yeah, given the fact that you got your quarterback and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, you're gonna get pretty much every point. Well, most of the points scored if they score some touchdowns, you'll get those touchdowns too. I'm gonna give you a slight edge. I think you got this by at least 5 points. Pick you to win.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Also, guys, I did. FYI, I did put in the pick'em, league pick'em, so you can go through and you can pick your own games too. Go through and pick who you think is going to win, and keep track of that. And it's kind of just fun to brag, hey, I was good at picking games at the end of the year. So you go through Yahoo, have fun at that. So.
All right, so we got Nets on the board. We're going to bring back our favorite, which is not my team.
Not my team. I love this segment.
Why don't you go start it off, Josh?
All right, let me take it off. I'm going to go with a little unconventional. My favorite team going into week one is Mr. Team Dadford. I just love his, Lamar Jackson as a quarterback. I think he's going to have an excellent season. Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry. I think he's got the best running back tandem in the league currently. If Henry still has it, I feel like Nick Chubb is going to be pretty solid this year. I mean, he was the rushing leader last year up until Deshaun Watson came into the game. But I think this year they're just going to just keep handing it to Chubb, and Chubb is going to run it down everybody's throats. So, and then, of course, Henry is that offense, right? They should not be the Tennessee Titans, the Tennessee Derrick Henrys. I think that combination alone will help propel him forward to a pretty decent season. So I'll pick him to win this week, and I'll pick him as my favorite team, at least starting off. We'll see how it goes down the road, but that's where I'm at. And I was going into our least favorite. I know we like to just pick a team and rag on them, but this week I'm gonna go with my buddy Mega Miller. Matthew, sorry, bud. I think that Jonathan Taylor slip up. I know you said you accidentally drafted him. You didn't really mean to. But you got stuck with them, and losing him for four games when you could have picked a lot of other players who would have been really good starting off for the entire season really is going to hurt you, I think. And we'll see. I mean, there's always a chance to come back, right? You can always play that waiver wire. There's always that unexpected person who just decides to blow up week one and have an amazing season that nobody was really expecting. So, there's always a chance you can always make some good trades to get the year. And he's Pat Mahomes. So Pat Mahomes can drop 40, 50 points on him for a week, which will help propel him to victory. Yeah, he's just not going to win this week, especially because he's playing me. So.
All right, sounds good. So we'll go to my not my teams. Evidently, they're playing each other, so this will be very interesting of see how they go for this week. But I'll go, of course, my favorite, which is CW Won't Call Back, Alex Bird. That's just for the week. All right, Alex, just calm down. I'm not going to love you the whole season, but we'll just start for right now. So, as I said before, we got Josh Allen, which is easily a 40-point guy if he wants to. I really like Calvin Ridley. I think he'll be a good number one this year for Jacksonville. That's something they really needed that I think they were missing last year. You know, they had a small group of receivers. I have him in a keeper league with some friends, so I'm definitely hoping he does well. I did was if you want Jerry Hawkins for the season, but for the first week, I think he'll be fine. And even though they don't throw a whole lot over there. Of course, you got CMC, which is very solid. Alexander Madison, who's going to get volume over in Minnesota. And then Kutsu is a very floor guy in Dallas. I think he'll be good opposite of CeeDee Lamb. So, yeah, your bench as well, pretty solid. Definitely a few questionables, but if they pan out, they're going to do great for you. So, good job, Alex. And for my other least favorite team, or my least favorite in my not my team, is Carson City Goobers. Sorry, I just don't love your team overall. I mean, of course, like I said, Amari Ross was St. Brown was my favorite, one of my favorites last few seasons. I love Damian Pierce, but I just don't love Houston overall as offense. They get behind a lot easily. And then, yeah, jumped on Travis Kelce, which I understand why, but he's set and forget it. But I think it's definitely a risk when you take get more help in your team overall, especially the bench, man. I mean, if Hilbert is great, then I can change my mind. Obviously, all of a sudden, being a Bronco fan, but you know, we'll see how their passing game goes by. Tony needs to be healthy, and we have no idea how much Mitchell and Elliott are going to get runs throughout the season. But that's just my opinion. Like I said, definitely change every week. Hopefully, you don't take it to heart, and you show me wrong. But love you guys.
Yeah, all right.
So now, Josh, we're going to do a little something different this year. We did start a Dynasty League with most of our guys from this league. We did add our buddy Sean Seed. So shout out to him. Glad he was able to join us in a pinch and have some fun with us. We've got a 10-team league going on. I did get the first overall pick. I think we mentioned before, but I think Justin Jefferson. And you, were you number two or were you three in that league?
I was two.
Yeah, because you brought Marty. You took Chase?
I took Jamar Chase. I did.
That's still pretty solid numbers there. Was anything in this draft surprising to you?
No, I just felt like, you know, everybody was taking so many shots on rookies, right? Because you're a dynasty league and you're assuming, you know, you want to set yourself up for the future. So you got to take the rookies now because you probably will never get a chance to draft them in the future. So I think a lot of people were taking a lot of rookies higher. So it was just an interesting feel. And I thought it was going to take a lot longer than it did. So.
Yeah. I definitely like my dynasty team a lot. I think it did pretty well.
And like this this league has two flex positions, wide receiver, running back, tight end. So you're able to play two additional spots. So it'll be interesting to see how people manage that going through the season. And
I think that'll be really good, you know, because you're always worried about that one flat spot. Like, oh, do I play this guy? I play this guy. You know, you always get worried about, you know, playing the wrong guy. But this will definitely help out being have so many more players.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you have a favorite draft team from our Dynasty League?
I haven't really looked through the Dynasty team too much, but
it's okay, we can save it for next week. We'll go a little more in detail. We just want to get our draft out of the way.
Yeah, we could talk about Dynasty down the road. I figure we're gonna, you know, keep this podcast mostly about our the four F's, the OG, the redraft league that we've been doing for years. But we'll have our Dynasty corner as well throw it in for some of the new players that everybody in Dynasty League's playing with us in the normal league, except for Sean. So again, if Sean, if you're listening, welcome. We're happy to have you aboard.
So I think that's all we got for tonight. Do you want to say just everyone be safe? We had a hurricane that's kind of heading towards the north side of Florida, but you never know. You have to get, you know, the bad weather any moment. So just be safe out there, and you know, don't take too many chances out there. And thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah, stay safe, everybody. We love you. We'll see you guys next week. You know, actually, no, 2 weeks, because we're going to go till the after the first week of the season. So good luck, everybody. Remember, the season starts next Thursday. So 1 week and 2 days from today, recording on the 29th of August. So, again, once again, good luck, everybody. It's going to be a fun year.
Yep, and if you're not following, keep following Instagram for 4S Podcast. I'm definitely going to try to be more active on that, and then get more other guys involved and have some fun on that. So keep a lookout for that. And again, stay safe and love y'all. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks again, Justin. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.